USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to vote on Tuesday on a resolution that would overturn President Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the southern border. The president promises to veto it. R. Kelly has been indicted in Chicago and charged with 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving multiple victims, including at least three who were underage. Attorney Michael Avenatti says Kelly's handlers should also face charges.
These agents, these attorneys, and these managers, they looked the other way while these young girls were taken advantage of instead of doing the right thing.
Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, faces charges of soliciting a prostitute after he was videotaped by hidden police cameras twice in a Florida massage parlor. 77-year-old Kraft denies any wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A lot of states had snowfall this past week, and more than a dozen are now worried about flooding from record rainfall. It washed out roads, flooded businesses and homes, and closed schools across the South. Flood warnings and advisories are posted in 14 states. A rock slide damaged buildings in the eastern Kentucky town of Pikeville. According to the New York Times, President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, reportedly offered information about possible irregularities within the Trump family business. Reporter Maggie Haberman has more.
Michael Cohen met recently with prosecutors from the Southern District of New York, which is where he pleaded guilty, to talk about the Trump Organization and information related to insurance claims. We don't have more details than that. We don't know where these insurance claims were processed or what they were for specifically, but that is what he talked about.
Haberman also said Cohen spoke about the large donor to the inaugural committee when he met last month with federal prosecutors in Manhattan. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports a 25% increase in children left in unrestrained high chairs, strollers, and infant carriers. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Nakia Gaines, an emergency medicine pediatrician at UT Southwestern Medical Center, recommends that high chairs should be used for mealtimes. Most reported accidents are falls that happen when children become bored and stand while attempting to get out of the chair. Their tumble to the floor can cause head, neck, and facial injuries, ranging from cuts to concussions. Dr. Gaines says the child should always be restrained and, of course, supervised. I'm John Clemens.
A surprising plea of guilty from the parents in California who tortured their 13 children, starving them, and not letting them out of the house for years. David and Louise Turpin were arrested last year after their teenage daughter escaped. Riverside County District Attorney Michael Hestron.
Each of the Turpins have pled guilty now to multiple counts of elder abuse, torture, child abuse, false imprisonment, and those pleas will result in two life sentences.
An attorney for the children says the older ones are still learning to be independent, and they're very protective of the younger ones. He says they don't want to be seen as victims. They want people to see them as survivors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.